Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. We are middle of the story where Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. According to the simple interpretation, Nebuchadnezzar does not even remember the dream. All he knows is that he has an important dream. There's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his future, about the future of the world, and it bothers him to no end. As Rashi tells us, there's a double suf. It bothered him, number one, that he forgot the dream. Number two, it bothered him, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes. Number two, that he did not know the interpretation. And he summoned all of the wise men, the magicians, the scientists, and sorcerers, astrologers, you name it, four different categories of people to interpret, to tell him the dream. And he told them that if you don't tell me the dream, I will cut you into pieces. Very gruesome for the times. You'll be cut into evarim, evarim. Limb by limb will be plucked off your body. And and he focuses for some reason on the kastim. As we mentioned, there were four groups. There were the chartumim, the ashafim, the mechashvim, and the kastim. The kastim were the specialists of astrology, and simply refers to his own people from his own lineage, his own, where he came from. He came from the kastim, and they were experts in astrology. And he told them, if you do not tell me the dream, I will have you executed. And they were trying to buy time. And they said, King, we'll definitely tell you the interpretation, but you must take the first step and tell us the dream. And the king said, no, I am not telling you the dream. And we learned last week there are two interpretations as why he did not tell him the dream. Either he did not know the dream, he forgot the dream, or he did know the dream, but he suspected that the interpretation that they would provide would be false, would be just something, some type of make-believe solution to buy time in order for them that they should not be punished. In order to prove their credentials, that they really have connections to the other world, they would have to tell him what the dream was. Yeah.
This story in so many ways parallels the story of Yosef.
Yosef, yeah.
Well, again, they all provided Paro with
right, so Rashi,
an
the
interpretation
first,
which he sensed was
accurate. In a Hanayim, 100%. But Rashi right away told us, and so we're making a very good point, the difference between Rashi and Nebuchadnezzar. But Rashi tells us the difference between the term that's used for Paro and Daniel. By Paro it says Vatipohem Rucho. There's only one suf. Here it's Vatispohem. There's a double suf. Why the double suf? So Rashi, because by Paro he knew the dream. He did not know the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar did not know the dream, according to Rashi. So you're asking a very good point. Why did it have to be like this? Why couldn't Nebuchadnezzar know the dream? And he could sense. The person has a certain sense if you're telling me something which is satisfying. So that's a very interesting point. So maybe Nebuchadnezzar was not on the level of Paro. Like saying the Skatim Hadaris among us. So maybe there was some diminishment of his sensitivity. Paro was not a simple person, that we know. According to many interpretations, Paro was the king of Nineveh. Yes, there's Haftarah. Anyone who came after Yonah? Any Chashuvim here came after Yonah? Okay, so in Yonah, there's the king of Nineveh. The king of Nineveh did shuv. According to some of the commentators, look, who is the king of Nineveh? These are all Paro. How could it be? How could Paro live that long? Paro was a midget. He was only an amma tall.
Could Paro be the title?
You know, but Paro is not. But it doesn't say the word Paro. It's the Melech. The word Paro is a word assuming that it's exclusively used for the Egyptians. Nineveh is the capital of Ashur, different nation. Yet it says, I don't know if it's a Medrash, could be it's even Rashi, that Hashem spared Paro. He was the only one, Achad Ha'om, he was the only one that was spared from Kriyas Yamsuf, did not die, in order that he should go out into the world and tell the world the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, Paro was a very charismatic person. He had certain qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to preserve in order to let it be known to the world that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and to tell over the miracles that have happened in the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And according to this Medrash, he himself, take the Medrash literally, which is very hard to understand, he himself became the king of Nineveh. How did he become king of Nineveh? What were the rules? How did you, the politics to get in to the, you have to be a native of Asher to become the king? Somehow he became the king of Nineveh, and that's why he did Tshuva. as soon as Yonah told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy this country for their sins, immediately, Chatosi, immediately, yeah?
Maybe at the time of Baruch, God wasn't well known. Okay, the miracles came after them. But at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, he already knew
God.
Therefore, Baruch had a telescope. The Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, I know there's God, and he can tell what my dreams are. So let me see how smart my advisors are.
So Hashem purposely...
if they really have this power.
Uh-huh. Okay, it was a different kufa. It's not necessarily one is greater, one is...
He was in a different environment.
Different environment. Okay. You have to say something along these lines, because why was it that Baby Yosef, like you keep on saying, there is a very strong parallel between Yosef and Paro, and Daniel and the Nebuchadnezzar. But there are major differences. Paro simply knew the dream, Nebuchadnezzar did not know the dream, at least doesn't tell us the dream. Even if he said that he knew the dream, it doesn't say, like in the story in Yosef, he brought Paro, this is my dream, let me tell you my dream. And he lays it out, every little detail. Nowhere does Nebuchadnezzar lay out his dream. Daniel is the one that tells of the dream. Did Nebuchadnezzar know the dream and was hiding, or did he not know the dream at all? That's a matter of that's discussion. But obviously it's a different time, a different kufa, and these are not simple people. We can't make, Paro was not a simple person, Esav is not a simple person, Lot's not a simple person. These are very deep people, and the fact that they are recorded for all time, obviously there's what to learn from them as well. So let's go further. So here we have, over here in the middle of Sur Pasuk Tes D, so he's continuing his thread. D, Hein Chelma. D over here means, I guess, if. D, if, Hein Chelma, this, if. Hain, this, chelma, dream. In other words, if my dream, lo sihod unani, if you don't let it be known to me, I'm repeating my threat to you, the kastim. Don't stall for a time. If you do not let me know, you do not inform me of my dream, chadohi doschom. Chad means one, doschom means the law. There is one law for you. Umil, and what's the one law for you? This is a short pasuk. It has been specified in the previous psukim. You will all be executed in a gruesome, torturous way. We cut to pieces. And also, I want to warn you, here he adds something different that does not appear in the previous psukim. The Nebuchadnezzar says, umila, a word. Or in this context, it means an interpretation. That's chidva. Ushechisa. These are two words which mean the same thing for our purposes. False. If you will tell me something that is a lie, don't gamble. You see, I see that you're getting desperate. You don't have a solution. You don't know a dream. And you figure, what do we have to lose? We're going to die anyway. We might as well just make up some dream and interpretation, and maybe the Nebuchadnezzar will buy it, he'll go for it, and will spare our lives. The Nebuchadnezzar says, I am sensitive to this matter. Don't you dare try to provide for me a mila, a word that is chidva, that is a lie, ushechisa, destructive. Destructive in this context means something which is a lie automatically will lead to one's destruction. His mintun, or the kri is his da mintun. If you will prepare, you will prepare in hiding, lemeimar kodamai, to say before me, guess what? Adi idono yishtane. Now, adi idono means the times. Yishtane means to change. Until the times change. There are two interpretations for what this can possibly mean. According to Rashi, it means by the morning. I'm giving you a deadline. The deadline is sunrise. If I don't hear of an interpretation by sunrise tomorrow morning, when the times change. When does the time change? The day. The new day begins when the sun rises. If you don't give me interpretation by the time that the next time comes about, which means sunrise, let's put a period over there for a moment, or according to the Mitsudos, we'll perhaps read in a few moments the Mitsudos, he interprets this to mean that don't give me an interpretation that will provide you you'll buy time with your interpretation. In other words, you'll tell me a dream, you'll make up a dream and an interpretation, and the interpretation will be that in 50 years from now, the following thing will happen, or in 100 years from now. And the dream will and the interpretation will not be relevant to today's times. Therefore, you'll be able, by the time that the time that you predict the event will occur, you and I will be long gone. We will have left the world scene. You'll be retired. You'll be sitting in some country and your retirement benefits, and have a good life, and then you will not be held accountable for what you have said. So you're going to stall for a time by providing me with a false dream and a false interpretation that will relate to the distant future, when by the time you'll be caught in your lie, the times will have already changed. It will be a new era, a new tkufa, and you'll be able to escape. So it appears that's what Mr. Bloom was saying. It appears that he had, and Miller was saying that he has within him a sense of if it's true or not. It's on the tip of his mind. He doesn't remember the dream, but right away, we all have this experience. We forget something, but if someone will just remind us a little teeny mashahu of what we are referring to, right away the entire thing will come back to us. And when it comes to an interpretation, if it's satisfying, you'll hear a divrei Torah. Some divrei Torah are not satisfying, and sometimes you hear a vote that is satisfying. You hear a report in the news, right? They give you an analysis of the economy, or someone makes a speech. But sometimes you feel it makes sense. Yeah.
Tomorrow, today, on the daf.
Yeah.
Yesterday's daf.
Yeah.
Exactly talking about dreams.
Yes.
Tomorrow's rule is
Hakol Hoylech Achar
Apeh. After the interpretation.
Okay.
So if they give him an interpretation, I mean, he can discern. So Rava, they say, wasn't maybe that sophisticated in dream interpretation, so do we say here Nebuchadnezzar was not like Rava, that he had the sense more than
like, I don't know the answer. It's very, very difficult. I don't know. It appears there are different types of dreams.
In Tanakh, the only dreams that are recorded those of important people and important events. So he senses this is about like national security or something like that.
There are different types, so he's saying the difference in a dream. The Gemara is talking about dreams for individuals, yechidim, and here the Gemara is talking about dreams that affect the entire world. A dream that affects the entire world to a leader, to a world leader, is very different than a dream that is related to an individual. The stories of Abayin and Rav in the Gemara, Brachas, Perek HaRoya, I don't know the answer. It's very, very difficult. I don't know. Let's go further. So now, Lohain, therefore he concludes. This is a very difficult pasuk. This is not your typical pasuk in Daniel. It's a very long-winded pasuk. And now he concludes, therefore, Lohain, therefore, I've warned you. I've warned you twice. I see that you're trying to stall for time. And I see that you're going to tell me lies. You're preparing to get together and provide some elaborate lie, what my dream was and what the interpretation is. I'm telling you for the very last time, Lohain, therefore, Chelma Emaru Li, last time, last warning, tell me the dream. The Inda, and let it be known, Inda Kolosnos of Das, Dea, the Dalit and the Ayin, the last two letters of this word are the main, the Shosh of the word. The Inda, and let it be known, the Inda, Deep Hashrei, and let it be known, Deep Hashrei Tehacha Vunani. Let the interpretation be known to me. Tehacha vunani means to tell, to speak. I'm warning you one last time, you must tell me the interpretation of the dream. So this is, let's read the entire passage very quickly one more time, because there's so many things going on. One more time from the very beginning, pasuk test, and just look a little part of the, this will go further. Therefore, or if, let's say the word D means if. Hein chelma. The dream means, hein means behold. In this context it means the dream. Lo sehod unani, if you do not make it known to me, chadohi doschon, there is one law for all of you, namely death. And next warning, I see that you're shushking among yourselves. I'm warning you, don't try to pull something over me. Don't try to tell me a lie. Umila, a word or an interpretation, chidva ushechisa, that is false or destructive. His da mintun l'neimar kodemai, if you dare attempt to prepare, the word his da mintun means to prepare, to say before me, adi idono yishtane, until the times change, until the deadline I give you till tomorrow morning, or until the times change when you will not be held accountable, period. Now you have to add words into this pasuk like we learned in Yeshaya. I'm warning you, you will suffer the consequences. It's a given. It's not written explicitly in the pasuk, but that is the way the pasuk is written. It's written just Rosh Prakim in short form. And now after I've warned you for the very last time, Lohain, therefore, Chelma Amaruli, tell me the dream, in the D, Tishra, the Tehachavunani, and let it be known what the interpretation will be. Speak up and tell me the interpretation of the dream, and let it be known to the world. Let's just see at least part of the Mitzudas David. Mitzudas David, let's go through the writing very quickly. It's not that long. Yud. I'm sorry, Pasuk Tes, D. Di Asherach Eloim Loyu Todiu Li. If you do not make known the dream to me, Achasi Mishpatchem, there is one law for you. Ratzo Loimar, what does this mean? It's a short Pasuk. Hamishpat Shamarti, the rule, the law that I already mentioned in the previous Pesukim. What is the law? Hadomin. Hadomin means pieces. Your body will be cut into pieces. Tisabdun, you will be cut into pieces. V'goymer Hamishpat Azeh Yeh Al Kulchem Einoki, and the completion of this law will be meted out to all of you. No one will escape. Umila, next part of the Mesudas, the Dovar Sheker, the Nishchas, Hachinoi Simlema Lufanai, if you dare attempt to prepare a lie and something destructive before me, Adasha Yishtane Ho'es, before the time changes. What does that mean? Ratzaloimar, Bamashe Toimru Lahagira Pishon Hinei, this that you, I see that you're trying to save your lives, and you're attempting to tell me we have an interpretation. Roya Anoichi, I can tell. I see what you're doing. You figure you have nothing to lose. You might as well lie. And the way you lie is you'll tell me something that's going to happen in the end of days, in a long, long time. Because you think that I will believe you. And by the time I realize that you're lying, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to think that it's only going to happen in 50 years from now. And by the time 50 years come around, by that time everything will be forgotten. I see that's what you're trying to, and now I'm warning you, if you dare do that, you will suffer punishment, and the punishment you will suffer will be even greater than not telling me anything. Tell me the dream. If you tell me the dream, I will know that you have special connections, you have special powers, and you're able to communicate with the other world, and then I will believe the interpretation. Because if you can reveal to me the dream, now that I see that you are fear for your life, since I see that you are afraid for your lives and you're going to fabricate lies and make up stories, his chacham hamelech, that's why the king was wise. So according to the Mitzudas, he's saying that the king was making believe he knew the dream. He was making believe that he knew the dream, that's what it says. And he was telling them, I'm testing you. Since I see that you're desperate, you're going to die, and you're going to make up lies, I'm warning you, I remember the dream. I want you to tell me the dream. And if you'll tell me the dream, that will be a sign that you are saying the truth. Then I will believe your interpretation. But if you will not tell me what the dream, I have no way of knowing that the interpretation you will provide is true. But the truth is, according to the Mitzudos and according to Rashi, the king did not even know the dream. He was playing games with them. He was bluffing. He was bluffing. He didn't know the dream. But being that he saw that his interpreters, his wise men, were so desperate and they were going to tell him lies, he told them, I know the dream. and first tell me the dream. And that will be the test to prove your credentials, that everything that you will say in the future will be true, emes. And then I will accept what you have to say. Let's go further, Pasuk Yud. Anoi kastoi. So the kastoi answered kodam alka. The kastoi answered before the king. The omrin, and they said, King, you're asking us an impossible task. It is impossible for us to tell you the dream. The only thing that we are trained to do is to tell you the interpretation. Lo isai enash al yabeshta. There is no living human being, a person living on the dry land, dimilas malko yuchal lehachavoyo, that is able to tell milas, the word of the king is able to reveal, to speak. Kol kovel. Kol kovel means because. An unusual word, kol kovel, because. Diko melech rav v'shalit. There is no king that is great and powerful. Milo chinda. Word chinda means this. Such a word, lo she'el, such a request was never made by a king. L'chol chartoim, to any a chartoim, we learned, is any scientists, the ashaf, different types of sorcerer, magician, the chasdoi, astrologer. There was never a king in the world, no matter how powerful and authoritative, that made such a request from any magician, stargazer, chacham, scientist, people who are familiar with the mazolos. Such a request was never made, and you're asking us such a request. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Umilsa di Malka Shol Yakira. The matter that the king is asking, Yakira, is heavy, meaning impossible. It's yokar, it's impossible what you're asking. They're repeating themselves. The acharon lo isai, and there is no one else. We are the wise men. There is no one in the entire world besides us that will come. Di yichavino. Yichavino means to tell, to speak. Kodam malka, before the king. Lohein. Except, if you really want such a thing, then we'll tell you where to go. Go to heaven. In heaven, then among the angels, maybe they can tell you your thoughts. But a human being's lohein bot, Elohim. Elohim means angels. Di midorhon im bisra lo isohi, whose dwelling does not exist with basar. In other words, the angels maybe, perhaps, are able to fulfill your request. But among the human beings that live on the dry land with basar, there is no creature in the world that can fulfill your request to let you know the thoughts of your mind, your dream. Yeah.
They seem to be also saying, even if you get rid of all of us, you're not going to find
anyone else
that can help you.
You're not going to accomplish anything by killing us all. They're begging for their lives here. You're asking them something that's impossible, and you're not going to find a solution. Now, there are some very interesting interpretations. Let's see over here Rashi. Rashi has a very beautiful interpretation. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let's go through the Rashi. Yakira kavda umaso kaved. You're asking us a request that's yakira, that's very heavy, meaning impossible. V'ochron lo isaydi yicha vino. The acher ein asher yagida. There is no one in the world that can reveal such a request. Lohein, the only exception to this is the angels. Now, by the way, this is something which is very interesting, because there is a very great debate among the commentators, if Malachim know our thoughts. Mal Hashem for sure knows our thoughts. That's one of the animamins, one of the Rambam's 13 principles. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeh kol machshavoysam, and kol machshavoysadam, shnemar, ayoytzer, yachad, libam, hamevin, el kol maaseyam. Let me read you the animamin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure knows man's thoughts, but it's a debate among Chazal if Malachim know man's thoughts. And here, the wise men of Nebuchadnezzar are telling Nebuchadnezzar, angels know your thoughts. The dream of Nebuchadnezzar are his thoughts, something which he was thinking about when he was sleeping. And they're saying that the angels know your thoughts. So let me just read you, this is very important, because even this...
Didn't the angel know what Sarah was thinking?
What?
Didn't the angel know what Sarah was thinking by Yitzchak?
So the way the Mefarshim answer that question when they discuss is from her actions, then the Malachim can we understand what you were thinking. We're not so clever today. Today, people can do things And from a person's action, it's not necessarily clear we know what they were thinking. They were thinking, but if you're extremely, extremely wise, then you can understand what a person is thinking through their actions. But if a person does not take action, just sitting and doing nothing, then there's no way we can understand what they were thinking, which led to such an action. Do the malachim have that power to know? This is, again, debated. But let me just read you the words of the animamim. And it's very, this is discussed very much why this is one of the principles of emunah. The Rambam, it's a heavy duty thing that the Rambam did by putting together 13 principles of faith. Why? Okay, that's a given. Hashem knows all of man's actions. Everything a person does, Hashem knows. And Hashem knows every thought that goes through a person's mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of. Shenemar, Hayoitzer Yachad Libom, Hamevin El Kol Maaseyem. Now, this, Rambam holds, is one of the 13 principles. If you don't believe this, you're not bikuris. It's a very big chiddush. Let's say a person doesn't believe in certain mitzvahs. Is he not bikuris? Not necessarily, because according to the Rambam, at least, there are different opinions, and different rishonim will say different things. The Rambam holds this concept to be so essential, it's the basic principle of faith. And there's a lot of discussion on this. If you look in the Swarm that discuss the animamim, they go to town why Rambam really felt this is that it is essential to emunah. A person doesn't believe in Mashiach. Right? Let's say you don't believe there's going to be a Mashiach. You don't believe. I don't know what I'm talking about. You have to go study these things. But here, I just want to make this point that in this pasuk, the angels told Nebuchadnezzar that the malachim, the advisors told Nebuchadnezzar that the malachim do know your thoughts. Back to the Rashi, Lohein Elohein, ach hamalachim asher meduram im basar v'dam einenu, except for the angels who do not live with man. Now, next Rashi, mi modrehon, mi gurehon, their dwelling. Angels do not live on this earth. Angels live in heaven. Now, beautiful medrash, umedrash Rebbe Tanchuma, the acharon lo isai. Who is acharon? So we take the word acharon, we take the ches, and we interchange it with a hey, the aharon. Who knows? Ches can be turned into a hey. There is no more an Aaron. Now, Aaron died way before the Bais Rishon. What Aaron represents is the Kohen Gadol, very good for the day after Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol went Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom HaKippurim. Every Kohen Gadol that goes in Lefnai V'Lefnim is really an extension of the first Kohen Gadol who wore the Urim V'Tumim, Aaron. The Aharon Lo'isi will not come. In other words, there is a technique. The Urim V'Tumim. If we only had today a Kohen Gadol among the Jewish people who wears on his chest the Choshen, which have the Urim V'Tumim, we can make a request and the letters of the Shvatim will light up and reveal the answer to your request. But guess what, Nebuchadnezzar? You have killed the Kohen Gadol. You have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. There is no more an Aaron that wears the Urim V'Tumim. So you are the cause. The reason why the request cannot be fulfilled is because of your own actions. The Aaron lo yisai Kohen haloi veish Urim V'Tumim enoi kan sheyag l'cha. That can tell you your answer. What did the Nebuchadnezzar say? Amar lohem kol kach. Is that really so? That the Jewish people had a Kohen Gadol that can tell us these secrets? Kol kach choye koyach ba'oso bias? In that bias? And when I came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, I didn't do it on my own. I called you all in. I called in my top advisors. Should I destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And you, the Kasdim, and the magicians and all of these people told me yes. So therefore, who's the one that is to blame for my problem? You, my advisors. Because you advised me to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And now I am not unable to get an interpretation for my dream. Miad, immediately, Koas, the Nebuchadnezzar got angry, Vitzivo lehargon, and he gave the command to execute his advisors. So this is a very interesting medrash, all based on the word. It's a very strange medrash because it's taking an Aramaic word. It's one thing. Look what we're doing here, something we never did before. We're taking over here an Aramaic word. And we're taking the Aramaic word and we're changing a letter from Aharon to Aharon. And we're making this medrash that Aaron, there is no longer an Aaron who wears the Urim. One thing you go make. One thing it's a chiddush to make to change a ches to a hey for a medrash. If you want to do that, at least do it on Hebrew words.
It's not that uncommon a device in medrash.
But in Aramaic words,
Aramaic too.
Okay. So this is the first time we're learning Aramaic. I mean,
what parsha is that taken from?
It doesn't say here. So Rashi doesn't say. I don't have it here. Okay. So this is a very interesting approach of what's going on behind the scenes here, where he wants them executed for giving him this terrible advice to destroy the Beis Hamidrash. Now he has no solution for his dream. Let's go Pasik Yud Beis. Kol Kovel Dana. I mean, because of this. Kol Kovel means because. Dana this. Because of this situation. The situation was getting worse and worse. As time went on, the dream bothered him. He called in the advisors. There was no solution. Then they told him there would have been a solution. There was a Kohen Gadol, but there is no Kohen Gadol. And he sees that they're going to lie to him. He doesn't know who to trust. Things are getting worse and worse. Malka, the king, Benas Ukitzaf, Sagi. Okay, these are two words. Nas means anger. Unusual word. Nas, the Mitsudos. Let's see, what does Rashi say? It means anger. Hoya melech bezaf, the ketzef gadol, benas bezaf. Okay, it means fury. And ketzaf sagi, great anger. I do not know the difference between these two types of anger. Va'amar, and he said, he gave the order, he gave the execution order. Lehoy vado, to cut into pieces, to execute lechol chakimei bavel, all of the wise of Bavel, no exceptions. Anyone who was a wise man of Bavel that had some position in the government that was meant to give advice was to be executed in a brutal way. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'dosa nefkas, the law went out. It's like in the Megillah,
right.
And the law was written into letters and it was sent out throughout the entire Malchus. V'chakimayo miskatlin, and they began killing the wise men. Uve'oi, who else do they want among the wise men for execution? Uve'oi Daniel, v'chavrohi lehiskitilah. So they round everyone up. Who was round up? Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, v'Azaria. They were also rounded up for execution because they were also part of the wise men of Bavel.
So Daniel, when they gave this response before, Dosa de Malko Shekin.
No, that was not Daniel.
Daniel was not part.
It was not part of that. Daniel was not did not even know what was going on. The king, the things that the king did were not logical. A lot of the things that he did were just done to rage, not done with seichel, at least simply. And he just spoke to his few advisors. The few advisors they represented a large group of wise men, and they could not provide a solution. So the king said, "Okay, I want you all executed." And they round up everyone they can find, and who else were they seeking? Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Now Beidayan, let's just move to the pasuk Gizayin. Beidayan means at that time, then Beidayan what?
Yudal.
Pasuk Yudal. Beidayin then. Daniel Hasiv Eitau Te'em Le'aryoich Rav Tabochaya. Now the chief executioner, his name was Aryoich. Some learn Aryoich, Aryoich means a lion. Some learn this was Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan was the one who carried out the execution order, Rav Tabochim in Yerushalayim at the time of the Chum by Beis HaMikdash. Aryoich eventually became Nebuzaradan, became a ger. But at this point, he was the chief executioner, so he came back. This was already after the time of the Chorban, and he came back, and now he was instructed to kill all of the wise men of Bavel. So Daniel was seized. He was taken, and he was on death row. And as he was on death row, he said, "I want to speak to you, Aryoch the lion." That was his name, called Nebuzaradan. "I want to have a word with you." And what did he say? So be'idah at that time, Daniel hasim means he gave. Eita uteim, eita asim to eitza, advice. We exchanged the test for etzadi, advice, uteim and reason, le'aryoich, raf tabachaya, di malko. He was the chief executioner of the king, di nefak le'kata, di nefak, as he was going out, le'katolo le'chakimei bavel, as he was going out to execute the wise men of bavel. Onev amar, Daniel raised his voice and he said, le'aryoich, ta'aryoich, shalito di malko, the ruler of the king. He was the right-hand man of the king. Almo dosa ne hachtzifa min kodamalka. Why is this law being executed in haste? Ne hachtzifa means quickly. What's the rush? Why is the king acting in this horrible way? He has a problem. He doesn't have a solution, so he has to kill everyone in one shot so quickly. It's irrational. What's the king doing this irrational thing? Al mofuwad dasa this law mehachtzefa is swiftly min kadam alka has been sent forth from the king. Edayin malka edayin milsa means for this matter. Wait, let me just see what it says in Rashi. Rashi does not say Adayin. I'm sorry, Adayin, it's part of the next sentence. And let me just see quickly what it says here in the Mitsudos Pasik Tesvav. Oz, Adayin means then. After Daniel made this request from Aryoch, Adayin then, mils of the matter, Hoida Aryoch le Daniel. So Daniel was, shut out from what was going on. And all he knew was, I'm going to die. I don't know why I'm going to die, but I'm going to die. And he asked Aryoch. And Aryoch then said, Adayin, at that time, milsa the matter, hoida Aryoch le Daniel, he made it known to Daniel. Now what did he say to Daniel? When he heard what happened, so the Daniel, al, he entered, uva'o min malka, he entered into some chamber, does not tell us where, uva'o min malka di zimon yintin le. He should be given some time, a stay, issue a stay. Don't kill the people, I have a solution. Ufishwa lehachavoyo lemalka, and the interpretation will be told to the king. In other words, Daniel said, we have a solution. He told the king, we are going to figure this out. Give us time. Does not tell us how much time. He had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide him with some type of solution. But the first thing he did was, we need to stay. Calm down. Let's time out. Time out. You children who are very, very rowdy. First thing, wait. Time out. Take a deep breath. That's chokhmah. And it was granted. Okay, and that's going to be over here. That goes on into the next psukim. We'll stop here, where Daniel indeed did provide a satisfactory solution. What? Cliffhanger. Okay, that's good.